Gold isn't spendable. Your quarter is. Paper's on the internet. I would make further jokes, but I'm on the internet. Okay, Rebosai. The, we started with a very, very basic Hakira about the, with a very, very basic Hakira about the nature of the Takanas Zman Begitten, which is, in our Gemara, we have very practical reasons for it. Basa Choso, Peros, but the question you have to ask about every Takana, you know, it's whatever, I mean, you know, the same Hakira you have in everything in Shas, right? The Chassam Sofer is the Pichadot Chol Yisrael, right? Did they make a formal takana to require zman, or did they just make a takana with the mechayev us to practically solve the various problems that were brought up? And basically, we demonstrated throughout the sugya that Rambam has one very, very clear mahalach in this, and Tosos has the opposite, very, very clear mahalach in this same question. Just some of the, and we're always on opposite sides of the issue. Some of the places this came up were in order, trying to stick to the order in which we went through them, was first the Tosvos on Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph, or the end. We mentioned the end, the end part first. Why do these mamz manazeh? Obviously, he's asking on Rabbi Yochanan. If there's no dinei nefashos anyway. Right? Why does the takana still apply to Zman Zeh? There's no dinim nefashos anyway. So here we have formal takana, which will fill you with the Rambam, and a practical problem that you have to solve with your Tosos. So how about why it applies to Zman Zeh? No one in the Chuk would say it doesn't apply to Zman Zeh, because the Mishnah is of Zman Zeh. So Tosos has to give all kinds of explanations. Tosos ends up having to give three explanations. The first one is sort of closer to the starting point. It's still Yechapa al Basa Choso. You just Machapa her kid's Mamzeber status instead of her Dini Nefasho. So the second answer, because the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt very soon. Or the third answer, he says, because basically it's not exactly Machapa, but you'll sort of make it look like she is Mazana after the divorce and then you'll get back together with her. You'll... He doesn't use Lashon Mechapa on like the Isser of Sota Labala. So Tosos has to come up with answers. While if you, the simplest answer would just be, and this is not like a Lumdish chiddush, just, you know, the simplest answer would be that that's how Dinim Derabanan work, right? But Latam, Lo Butla Gzera is the general rule. Dabar Mishir Minyan Sarkalini Latiro. When they're about to make Gzera, they make a gzera, and it applies whether the reason applies or not. And just like a trillion other things that the reason doesn't apply to Zman Zeh, but we still keep the halacha, this should be no different. That is what you should have just said, but latam, lo, but la zera, like everything else in Kolotur Kuh almost. Obviously, Tosfos is coming with the halacha that this is not a regular takana like in Kolotur Kuh. This is a special kind of takana where they said you have to solve the practical problems. As opposed to, you would just get out of the question entirely and not have to start coming up with clever answers if you held it was just a formal takana. We tied this in, perhaps, to, here we're looking at a bit of a Kiddush. He said, the Gemara later on Daf Chafav of Abayz, has three explanations of why, when the Sofer writes getting in advance, he has to leave the date blank. Right, so I'm a sofer, I'm writing you get today, I can't write in today's date, I have to leave it blank and put in, you know, the date of the real date when the guy actually comes and orders a get. So one is Basakoso, one is Peros, and there's a case where it doesn't apply, Arusa, so therefore they come with a third answer. Takana's Vlad. Shalushemayomer gita kodumavna. I have to have the right date in the get because there might be rumors, there might be rumors about the Vlad, people might think he was born out of wedlock, he was born post-Gerushin, and they would think that he's a little pugum. and therefore to protect the reputation of the blood, I have to put in the right date so they'll see. Look, the kid's birthday was Teves, and the get was Cheshvan, so we see the mother became pregnant while she was still married. It was all Kasher v'Yasher. Why did that third answer never make it into our sugya? So it's funny, like, why does our sugya not call it Takanas Wad? If it's a good enough reason to make it into a sugya, you know, 9 blot later, why does our sugya not have that answer? So it could very well be, or look, they didn't point this out, that it depends how you understand the age of Takanas Wad. Could be that Takanas Wad is just a reason not to have the wrong date. Right. It's not a reason to have a date. That's unclear in the sugya. Like, does Takanas Wad necessitate a date to clarify the kashrus of the Wad? Or does it just say, don't have the wrong date? But if you assume there's a reason to require a date, which I admit is not poshut, but if you assume that Takanas Wad is a reason to have a zman, why isn't it listed in our sugya? So it could very well be that maybe, you know, if you accept the question, I'm not saying you have to, but question of why Takanas Wad isn't in our sugya. But look, we said, if you take the formal approach to our sugya, then you could easily say that because Takanas Vlad is just, you know, a problem to solve, not a justification for a formal Takana. I mean, it was obvious to Chazal that Peri and Basachoso are justifications for a Chalos Din that you need Zman to get. But Takanas Vlad is not really a reason why there'd be a formal need for Zman to get. That's just a practical issue that sometimes comes up that you have to make sure not to get into problems with. But they didn't want to bring it into our sugya, because if you assume, unlike Tosfos, our sugya is dealing with a formal Takana that the Tzuras HaGet needs Zman, that it was obvious to them that Takanas Vlad is not a good enough reason for them to have made this formal Takana. It's just a problem that when it comes up, you should deal with. But again, you could also just say that Takanas Vlad was never a reason to require Zman, only a reason to possible inaccurate Zman.
It's also an assumption in the answer. There's an assumed idea that once you deal with a formal Takana, that have a higher...
Yeah, value. Correct. And it's not. There's assumptions in there. But, I don't think Reluchzin was saying that you should rest anything else on this. But it's a possibility. Then we got into a very fascinating question of, if it is a formal Takana, you know, where did that formal, like, why would it be that they made this formal Takana to get me this man as opposed to just saying practically you have to solve the problem of Heiri or Basa Hoso, which sounds a little more like Tamar Sugya. So it could very well be to the issue of Drisha Vakakira that the movie Yosef brought up. If we recall, there's a big machlokes a few shiurim ago. Why you don't need Zman Midoraisa to get? Whatever happened to Drisha V'Chakira? Get is Eidus, Eidus is Drisha V'Chakira, Drisha V'Chakira requires Zman. So whatever happened to Drisha V'Chakira? So it could be that Shtaros just don't need Drisha V'Chakira according to the Achronim, the Tos, and the Nesivos, the Rechayim rather, and the Nesivos. They assume that Shtaros don't need Drisha V'Chakira. That's the big Rechayim deals with that. The one Rechayim in Hilchos Eidus. But the Nebuka Yosef says, no, really? Didn't do any Drisha V'Chakira Midoraisa. It's just that when the Chacham uprooted Drisha V'Chakira from everything besides Dini Nefashos, they uprooted Drisha V'Chakira from Gittin. So, if you assume that Midoraisa, there's a fundamental shaykhus of Drisha V'Chakira to Gittin, then you could say either once they put it back, Zman back to the pair of Asachosu, they went back to the Doraisa level, and Zman Doraisa. That would be a little too radical, because the Mishnah Daf Peches seems to say that it's only Zolder Rabbanan. But you could still say, again, it would be too radical to say they went back to the Doraisa level of needing Zman Doraisa. Because that doesn't seem to be the halacha. It's a nisus of Lav Kashmir. But you could say that Midrabanan, they didn't just make it to Kanan's mind. Midrabanan, they went back and reinstituted Drisha Bahakira. So if you assume that Midaraisa, there's some sub-level, there's some suppressed din of Drisha Bahakira Midaraisa here, then it would make a lot of sense. A few of Chronin points out, actually. The Rabbi likes this idea. It would make a lot of sense that when they made Zman, because of Peri Basachoso, they just went back and put it into the mold of Drisha Bahakira. And then it would for sure be a formal league of Drisha Bahakira, and even though the reason was Peri Basachoso, it would turn out to be a din of Drisha Bahakira.
Why doesn't it run into the problem of Yosef Lamanzer? Without Vlad Kasher?
No, Midrabon. Midrabon, and they reinstituted Drisha Bahakira. Yeah, there's actually a line like that, and if I can find it quickly, I'll mention it. The Tosfot and Daf Pei seems to say that you require the right time and place in the get for Eidus Yechal Azima, which is Drisha Bahakira, which is a little funny because the only reason you require the time is because of Peirin Basachoso. So the Tosfot and Daf Pei of an Aleph seems to take this approach. He says, why do you need to write the right date and time so it'll be Eidus Yechal Azima, you know, for Drisha Bahakira? Doesn't our Gemara say because Peirin Basachoso? So I think he's taking this approach that, no, really, there's some idea of Drisha Bahakira, which maybe we didn't originally need, but once they made it to Kanan's mind for Peirin Basachoso, they brought it back to the level of Drisha Bahakira, which explains very nicely why it's a formal requirement and not just chiyuv to solve the practical problem posed by Peirin or Basachoso. So I think that just sort of what we're looking at here, you could say formal takana, just not informal takana, or you could say mitzad Drisha Bahakira based on the Mukhe Yosef, which Rav Lichtenstein didn't mention explicitly, but seems to be the assumption that Tosfos written Dapei and Aleph. Also,
Tosfos is talking about the chalos again. I'm talking about using the get as a regular around himotzi.
He's talking about the Gemara. The Gemara says when you're in Hini, write Hini. When you're in Shili, write Shili. The Gemara says you should write the place you are at the time you're writing. Everyone knows that.
That's what people later shouldn't think. I'm trying to be motzi as a raya later, and people shouldn't think it's false. It's not a question of imposing on the chos the get. Because I'm attacking Zman Megid, and that's in order that they're saying that the get needs that in order to be kosher, even to give it. The chakili shouldn't give a get without it. He's talking about after the fact. You could have a get which doesn't have 8 minutes at all, Megaraisa.
You know, that you could have said that. You could have said just a chakili, a nice thing. You know, from Arsani or whatever. But those writs sticks in Eidus Yechal Azima there, which is a big chiddush.
That would be part of a separate takana. That would be part of the takana of Rebbe Elazar. For example, with Rebbe Elazar, I'm attacking to put Eidim in a get in order to have a Rebbe
Elazar. I see what you're saying. Okay, that's, I admit. Okay. That's possible. Maybe that's what we're looking to mention. Okay. How about some other examples? Basically, this is an example of Hizman Azeh, where the formal requirement applies, but there's no practical problem. Right? The formal need would apply, but the practical problem doesn't seem to exist unless you answer for Tosfos. The practical problem does exist. What about an opposite type of case? What about a case where you formally had Zman, but you haven't solved the practical problem? So, there are sort of two cases like that. One is, what about Pasav, Shavua, Shana, Vifuli? You wrote which Shavua it was. Remember, Shavua in Lashon Chazal never means week. That's our modern Hamatza'ah. Shavua in Chazal only means which 7 years Shemitah cycle you're in. So if you only wrote which Shemitah cycle you're in, or which year you're in, or which month you're in, but you didn't write the exact date, so the Gemara assumes that is kosher. Right? The Gemara assumes that's kosher. So, in the Svaha Ilu, what's the point? This says, well, it at least excludes like the next 7 years. The previous 7 years. And so here also, I mean, you could take this in different ways. For the Rambam, you could say it is a formal Haloshem Zman because you have written a Zman. After all, the Gemara says, you don't write what hour it is. No one ever writes a Zman Meduyak. So you've written as man.
Why does Zimmer have justifications for it?
What?
Then why does Zimmer have to give justifications?
Aha, so, for the Rambam, you say it's a formal Zman, and then you read the Gemara, so what does it accomplish? The answer is, you know what? Haven't really accomplished. Here you're going to be able to say either way. Haven't really accomplished all that much. But since it is a Zman, it excludes some other Zman, therefore it's called a Zman. But for Tosos, Lashon Gemara is very Midoya, right? Tosos, Lashon of Gemara is Midoya. Because the Gemara asks, Maho Ilu, Hitakanasam. Right? The problem is that, on the one hand, the Lashon Gemara is very well from Tosos. A practical issue. We don't care whether it's called Zman or not, we care whether you've solved the problem by Sakhoso. The question was, how have you solved the problem by Sakhoso? And the answer is, well, you solved it, that if she's Mazana 7 years ago, she can't get away with it. Of course, that answer is so duchuk that you say, okay, on the one hand, you give this bracket, on the other hand, you say, come on, who are we kidding? Maybe what the Gemara really means to say is that formally it's a Zman that excludes other Zmans, therefore you've been Yotzei the Takana, even though you haven't really helped very much. You can take that either way. The one thing which you cannot take either way is, what about Gazia Lizman Bidei? Right? What if you cut off the Zman and give it to her? So the Gemara asks, aren't we worried you'll cut off the Zman and give it to her? And they say, no, we're not worried about that kind of Ramos. So what does that mean? So most Rishonim say that we're not worried about that kind of Ramos. It would be puzzle if you gave it to her without the Zman, it's puzzle. Someone won't care. They'll just have the Edom and Sofer write a kusher, and they'll give it to her and let it be puzzled to Rabbanon, and that'll still advance their nefarious plots, because at least it'll only be puzzled to Rabbanon. Right? And remember, if he wants to bechapel basachoso, even to get this puzzled to Rabbanon will work. So the Gemara's asking, he can have a trick. Of course Edom will never write, Sofer will never write, if he gets this puzzled to Rabbanon, they're from Yidden. But why can't he get the Edom and Sofer to write a kusher again? Now he'll nefariously cut off his mind and give it to his wife, it'll be puzzled to Rabbanon, but it'll still be mechapel. Yeah? So the answer is, we're not worried about that scenario. It's unlikely. It's unlikely that scenario would happen. But they get puzzled. So Rov Rishonim hold together as puzzled.
Does that mean the Gemara, the Gemara's question is only on Rabbi Yochanan?
What?
That means the question is only according to Rabbi Yochanan?
No, because for Peiros also, if he gives her this get, even though it's puzzled to Rabbanan, it would still accomplish its goal of being able to rip off some Peiros. You'd say, go prove when you were divorced. Right? Either way, for both of them, it would accomplish his goal. Even though it's possible to Rabbanon, it would still accomplish his goal. So what the Gemara is asking is, basically, they haven't frustrated his plan by possibly to Rabbanon. They frustrate his plan by the fact that since it's possible to Rabbanon, no one will ever write it for him. But he can get them to write it for him and cut up his mom and then still have his plan. We don't think that'll happen.
But the same as possible to Rabbanon, he has to give another get that he's still married and give her the Paris entire term period. Give him the Paris entire term period?
L'chor, if he gives her a get that's possible to Rabbanon, he loses the Peiros. Right? But we don't know when he loses the Peiros, and he's going to be toad-faced, and he's going to get away with stealing.
You know that for sure?
That if he gives a get that's possible to Rabbanon, he loses the Peiros?
Yeah.
I do not know that for sure. But I think so, that's what it sounds like. Okay. The Rambam, however, under Ben Chananel, say something very strange. They say, since Chazal were in Choshesh that that might happen, the get is kosher. So this get is legamri kosher. That is very, very peculiar. How could the get be kosher? Meaning, it hasn't solved anything. From a practical perspective, it solved absolutely nothing. So there's no Zman on the get. So what's the sheet of the Rambam? Well, the Rambam is l'shitase. If you look at how the Rambam presents it, you see it's very, very clearly l'shitase. The Rambam says, if you only write Shavua, or you only write the Shana, or you only write the Chodesh, or your Gaza's Man Bibiyav and Yilei, it's all kosher. What's the point? Point is, whether you've solved the problem or not. We know they made the Dekana because of this problem they want to solve with Peri or Basakoso, but once they made the Dekana, it's just a form of Chalos Din that you need Zman in the get. And if you have Zman in the get, that's good enough. So the Rambam says the get is kosher, that's clearly shitase, that it used it as a formal takana. I mean, we haven't mentioned the other rounds of the shitase yet, but we will, in a moment. Of course, the problem with the Rambam here is that even l'shitase, it's not so pashut. Why? Because even if you took a formal perspective, you could have said, even from a formal perspective, you get a puzzle here. Why? Because in addition to not solving the problem of Peri or Basachoso, you could say formally it doesn't have Zman, because at the time of the scene of the time of Cholos Gerushin, and the time of Cholos Gerushin, it didn't have Zman. So the Rambam is really making two assumptions. Number one, that it's just a formal requirement of Zman, not a practical problem to solve. And number two, that the formal requirement of Zman is Chal B'Shas Chasima, Ksiv V'Chasima, and not B'Shas Nesina. When the Rashba decides to disagree with this Rambam and say it's ridiculous, he doesn't even bother to get into whether it's a formal or practical din. He's like, Tenech, Mr. Rambam, it's just a formal requirement to having Zman. It's just to cut a Zman. But how do you fill the Tekunas Man? There's no Zman B'Shas Nesina. Shas Nesina, Shas Chalos Haget. Not to mention the fact, he says, how do you even know there was Zman before he cut it off? Maybe there was never a Zman, and he just cut off blank space. But, so the Rashba says, even within this Sad V'Chakira, it's not so pasha to get to the Rambam's result. Because the Rambam has to make this crazy assumption that the formal requirement of Zman is Chal B'Shas Chasima, Ksiv V'Chasima, and not B'Shas Nesina, like most Dinim of Get. But nonetheless, the Rambam obviously makes that assumption. So the Rambam is clearly Shitase. It's just that it's clear the Rambam is L'Shitase, that he takes this formal side of the Chakira. Just, if you take the formal side of the Chakira, you didn't have to end up with the Rambam. Because the Rambam, even within that side of the Chakira, has to make an assumption. Right? The Rambam's assumption is that it's Toloi, B'Shas, Ksiva V'Chasima, as opposed to what would have been the more logical assumption, which is that it's Kaloi, B'Shas, Nesina. So this Rambam is still strange, but nonetheless, it works very well as you should say. Another case where the Rambam... He has two questions. Number one, he said, it's not there in Shas Nesina. That's the important moment. Number two, he said, how do we ever know that it was ever there? If it's cut out now, who says there was ever his mind? Just be Modeshah. You know, if he saw there was his mom once, tell us what his mom is. And if no one ever saw there was his mom, how do we know he cut out his mom? Maybe he cut out something else. The other issue is makom. Right? Should you need makom or not? So again, for
the Rashba is assuming that the Edom are going to sign. The Rashba is assuming that you're going to get Edom to sign the nation of signs.
No, the Edom signed, the Sofer wrote, and the Edom signed with his mom. Then you cut out his mom.
Second question, though, is how do you know there was his mom there? He's assuming that Edom signed on the without his mom.
Okay, you could answer his question by saying the Chazak of the Edom wouldn't sign, that's fine. You could say that, correct. He doesn't answer that, but you could. The issue of Makom. Should you need only Zman or also Makom? So clearly, from a practical perspective, you shouldn't need Makom. As a matter of fact, there is no Sugya in Shas which says you need to write the Makom in a get. Now, it does say in Daf Hey that you should write the accurate Makom. That doesn't necessarily mean you have to write a Makom. And so maybe you shouldn't need to write the makom neget. Or if you do need to write the makom neget, you'll have to give some other explanation. But the Rambam says that, and this is the Rambam Shitase, the Rambam says you need the makom. Why do you need the makom? Because, he says, when they made the Tikkun of Zman, the reason was Peir Basachos. Then they forgot about the issue of Peir Basachos. They just made a formal Tikkun to write this Zman neget. And within that formal to come to write the Zman and the Get came Makom with it also, because formally Zman and Makom always come together. And that's the Lashon of the Rambam. What's his Lashon? The Lashon is Kishar Shtaros. What do you mean Kishar Shtaros? It says you need to write the Zman and the Makom Kishar Shtaros. What does he mean by that? He means that Shar Shtaros have no Peri, have no Shemei Chapo Basachoso. Now, Shar Shtaros actually don't need Zman and Makom, which is a separate problem. I didn't really like this chat so much once when he discussed it. But you could say, Shar Shtaros Midoraisa, if you assume, like Mori Yosef, that originally Shtaros needed Zman and Makom. But whatever he means by Shar Shtaros, I'm not sure. But one thing we do know what he means. He doesn't mean that it's just a matter of making sure no one rips off Kairos, or the way he seems to, making sure no one covers up for Basahosa. He means there's this formal requirement that there's a certain Surasa Shtar, which is learned out from other Shtaros which have nothing to do with Kairos Basahosa, that requires time and place. And that's why he can throw in Makom together with Zman, even though it's not anywhere in the Gemara, because it's a formal requirement of Zman. The Anaxal Shitase of Gazil Zman, V'yav and Yole. This also could have an afkamina for for a few other issues. What about Shtar Shifra? Do you need Zman in the Shtar Shifra?
Because doesn't weigh in on Makom.
What?
Other Shem don't weigh in on Makom?
They don't mention it. They don't mention it. I don't know. The Tosos on the very beginning of the sugya, Rav Yudayin and Aleph, says, why do you need Zman in the Shtar Shechor? There's no pay rate and no Basachosa. And he has to come up with some new scenario to explain why you need Zman in the Shechor. Tosos needs to come up with a potential problem. Right, the problem is you might, like, sell your Eved and free him and rip off the person who bought it by, like, making it look like he freed him first and then you'll rip someone else off their money. Right, Tosos, I mean, he's bothered. How can you be Zman in a Shtar Shechor? After all, it's, after all, there's no practical problem. If there's no practical problem, there is no need for Zman. Of course, if you look at the formal problem, just say that there's a Gzera Shava. We learn the Dinu of Shtar Shechor from the Dinu of Get, and even the Dinu of Drabbanim we generally fight. So, just like by Get, you need Zman, by Shtar Shechor you need Zman. You don't need a reason, it's just part of the Takana. But Tosos, Lashitasam, all over the Sugya, says no. You need a practical reason. There is no such thing as an objective takana. It's purely a matter of solving practical problems. Theoretically.
Okay. So then, just going back to the Rav Yosef for a minute. According to the Gemara in Daf Pei.
No, according to Reish Lakish, you also want this man in the sinah libi the chacham. Everyone agrees a libi the chacham.
Shas Chasima here. Pairs the vowels, pairs until Shas Chasima.
Okay.
So then, wouldn't that Shlaga, Reish Lakish's position, when would then take down the approach of Rav Yosef? Because let's say you're writing the Get. No, Rav Yochanan's position take down the Rav Yosef because Reish Lakish, because point of Yochanan, you want to write the Zman of where the Get was, when the Get was given, but you're writing the location of where the Get was given.
No, even according to Rav Yochanan, you might have wanted Shas Chasima. Lemaisa, you write the Zman of Chasima.
Even according to Rav Yochanan, you write the Zman of
Chasima. Lemaisa, you write the Zman of Chasima. And that's what this whole Gemara is about, of Gittin Abad Medina Sayyam, etc. So the Gemara is this question of Gittin Abad Medina Sayyam. What about Gittin Abad Medina Sayyam? Right? So Gittin Abad Medina Sayyam, the Gemara says, they're written 6 months ago, and they get here now. Obviously, they have the wrong Zman. According to Rav Yochanan, right? So, Gittin Abad Medina Sayyam have the wrong Zman. So it says, Mahavi Lachachamim B'Takan Asan, Tav Tafetachas, right? Gittin Abad Medina Sayyam, Mechlin Gisim Lamati Atisha, Mahavi Lacham Takan Asan. The answer is Han Hu Kala Islahu. Okay, let's see. The Gittin that come from the Dinas Hayam have a cold. So that seems to be a very practical perspective, right? The Gemara says, look, how have they solved the problems? The answer is Han Hu Kala Islahu. The question is just that, let's say, Gittin above the Dinas Hayam. What solves the practical problem? What solves the practical problem is the kol. So why do you need this man at all in Gittin Abad Medina Sayyam? Do you need this man at all? And why? So if you take a formal perspective, there's a formal takana, that's obvious why you need man. You need man because of the takana. Right, why didn't Takana, even though it's not the Zman that solved the problem, it's the Kol that solved the problem. So So the Gemara is just asking a nice theoretical question of how does the Takana solve the situation? The answer is the Kol. So why do you need the Zman? If the Kol solves the problem, why do you need Zman? Because it's the Takana, you need Zman. But for Tosfos, why do you need Zman at all if the get comes from Genesis Yam? It's the Kol solving the problem, not the Zman. So that's why Tosfos has to answer. Tosfos needs to posit that the Zman causes the Kol. Tosfos has to be a little nidcha. Tosfos asks, why do you need Zman to get the comes from Genesis Yam? And he can't just say because it's the kind of Zman. He says, look, the only reason he needs Zman is if necessary, because otherwise it would be a problem. And here the Kol solved the problem. That's the Tosfos and Defi Chesem and Aleph, the first part of the Tosfos, Dibur Maskel Hanu. He says, why do you need Kol and Zman and Gittin that come from Dinas Hayam? And he has to answer, you know what? There's only a Kol because they read the Zman. And he has to give this very dachet idea that if a get comes from Dinas Hayam, it's not automatically a Kol they get arrived from Dinas Hayam. There's only a Kol because people notice that the Zman is a long time ago, and that's noteworthy. So you need the Zman to cause the Kol. But Tosfos is totally consistent throughout the Sugya that there's only a Takana of Zman if it's absolutely necessary to solve the problem, and there is no general objective rule. It's not a Dosh of Minyan, it's not a general Takana like many, many other Dinim.
Does the Kol comes when it's Minyan or when it's...
The Kol comes because it arrives from Medina Sayyam with an old Zman. That's what makes a Kol. So everyone says, oh, look at this get, it was written so long ago, and then they all make a kol. So therefore, that's why you need the Zman to make the kol, but he has to turn it into something practical. It's very, very lishut tussin. Then, of course, there's a possibility that, although I haven't seen this explicitly discussed, that you might say, if it's just practical, you don't need a Zman and get that comes from Dinas Hayam. But I haven't seen that explicitly discussed.
It also assumes that the sofer and the edom know you're sending a get from, this get's meant to be delivered at a distance.
Okay. So they probably do. Right? It's not such a hard thing to know. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you don't need Zman. But I don't have anyone explicitly who says that. However, what there is a machlokas poskim about is what about a get muktam that comes from Medina Sayyam? What about a get muktam that comes from Medina Sayyam? So,
isn't much more to the question of the mind that the comes from Aleph, but the get that Medina Sayyam has money in it?
Yes, but that doesn't necessarily prove that it's necessary to have Zman. Just the stomach has Zman in it. But that doesn't answer the question whether technically there'd be a soul of getting Gimel Psul if it didn't have Zman. So what about get Moktam Habam Dinasiyah? Since I ran out of board, I'm going to pretend I have another board to continue on to the blue. Get Moktam, sorry, Haba Dinasiyah. So what about a get muktam habam dinasayam? This is a big discussion, we've been quoted, even given our makam. It's mostly discussed by the Beis Shmuel on the side of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kof Kaf Zayin, Sivkat and Vav. Get muktam that comes from dinasayam.
What's that makam?
Beis Shmuel, Siman Kof Kaf Zayin, Sivkat and Vav. It's Sif Dalav, Sivkat and Vav. So he points out that the Rashba basically says, the Rashba doesn't quite get to this exact case, but it's basically 100% clear that the Rashba is saying that it's kosher. Why? Because you've solved the problem, right? What solved the problem is the kol. What makes the kol, according to Tosfos, is that it has an old date. So who cares if it has a true old date or a false old date? Lamaisa, there's a kol, and the kol solves the problem. So, the Rashba seems to say, and let's call it off the Rashba, that it's kosher. From a practical perspective, that makes perfect sense. Even though you've written a shtar muktam, which is the most puzzle thing in the world, in the normal way we look at shtaros and zman, it's a totally false man. However, you solved the problem. So it came from Medina Sayyam, and there'll be a kol. However, the Beis Shmuel is a little masopek. He says, I'm really not sure about this. Well, maisa, it's a get muktam. Right? So the Beis Shmuel says, I'm not so convinced of this, according to the other Rishonim. I think it really should be puzzle, because the Maisa, it doesn't have Zman. Now, of course, this doesn't have to be an Afkamina. Because if you understood Zman and the Raman's there, the formal Tekan of Zman, then obviously get Muktam as possible. It doesn't matter Kol, not Kol. Get Muktam is a negative Zman. It's an anti-Zman. However, even if you take it as a practical problem, you could say that it's Kasher, because you have the Kol, or you could say it's possible, not because of the Tekan of Zman, because get Muktam is worse than the Tekan of Zman. Get Muktam might be Psol Daraisa, according to the Shutrush, or might be a Psol of Sheker. So, you could say, or... That's always the Hakira, which we mentioned, puzzle for a different reason. Right, we mentioned this, I think, in the last, Ravar mentioned the last year, unless it was 2 years ago. He says, is it get muktam only puzzle because of this takana of Daf Yud Zayin? Or is it get muktam puzzle even without this takana because of the psul sheker, etc. So, obviously, if you'll get muktam puzzle without this takana, then it's not enough to mean of any Hakira in Daf Yud Zayin. I get muktam's puzzle. I mean, the rice according to the rush. So, I mean, nothing to do with our Hakiris. But if you assume a get muktam is the same as a get without a zman, then the rush was saying it's kosher. If you assume the get muktam is only possible because of the takana of Daf Yud Zayin, of Gittin Daf Yud Zayin, meaning if you assume get muktam is from the Gittin Gimel Gittin Psulim and in Nises, Lotetse Vavlad kosher, if you put get muktam into the general rules of takana zman, then, is it get muktam possible in the Yisayam? From a formal perspective, it's for sure possible. Which actually works well in the Rambam. Not the Rambam says anything, but he says it get muktam is possible, and he doesn't differentiate between the Yisayam and any place else. Yishmael does make a tikkun in the Rambam, I just did. But, from a practical perspective, Taka should solve the problem. Another issue we mentioned was... if I can go a tiny, tiny bit out of order. Tosfos, well, we'll do some tangents. Tosfos and Daf Yud Zayin and Aleph, that same Damascus name, Ma, asks why they weren't the Pachet Zman for the Mizonos. Meaning, until the get is given, the husband has to pay for his wife's food. After the get is given, he doesn't. So, she needs to prove how much money he owes her for food. So therefore, she needs his man on the get, otherwise she'll never get him to pay for his food, right? If he gives her a get without his man, he goes away. She borrows a lot of money to feed herself, he gives her a get without his man, and then she tries to sue him for that $100,000 she borrowed. We'll say, what do you mean? Maybe I divorced you before then. Maybe you were already on your own. So why isn't that the reason for the kind of man? So, first of all, theoretically, Rav Lichtenstein said, although it's a bit of a speculation, he said maybe you could have answered in a more lundish sense that mizonos is not a serious halachic issue as peiri, and that's why they didn't make the takana, because peiri we had a chakira in terms of the baal peiros one or two shiur ago, whether the baal has a kinyan peiros on the wife's property or just has a chusti. But it might be not just a zuchus, it might be real bailus, meaning it's an issue of who owns the property. He had a kinyan peiros, and then when he divorced her, he loses the kinyan peiros. So it could be that kinyan peiros is a real kinyan. The peiros is a real kinyan. For real kinyanim and bailus, they made a takana. But mizonos is not a real kinyan. Mizonos is just a mitzvah that he has to support his wife. And therefore, since it's not a real transfer of property, they weren't medayik to make the takana. Now, that's a speculation, but... What?
It's a spine.
That's why I say it's a speculation, because it wasn't entirely 100% clear to me what the svara was. But nonetheless, he pointed out that these are two live hakiras. Number one, is peiros really a king in the Baal has his wife's property, or just as close to peiros, which we already dealt with at length? And number two, what's the nature of mizonos? Is mizonos really a kinyan she has for mizonos? Or is it just the Torah says she has mizonos all the year, or if he doesn't want to buy it in a lav, you know, no one has a shivut on me that I have to buy an esrog. If I want to be a good Jew, I should buy an esrog. So if you want to be a good Jew, you should give her mizonos. Or is there a real kinyan, or any in-between formulation? He says, we're not in kamakum laharich, but there's a fascinating machlok, t'ksubis daf tzadi vavim and aleph, talking about an almana, if you assume you can equate an almana to a regular wife, asking if she has a machlokus with the yorshim over whether they paid for mizonos or not. Who's mochzak? Is she mochzak because of her right in mizonos? Or are they moksa? Because she's just asking from Zonos. So that can be a question of whether her right of Zonos is a real Kenyan or not. But you're right, that's a bit of a tangent. The other interesting thing, there were three ha'aros we made on this Tosos. The second ha'aro we made on this Tosos was that has Tosos answer his question. That's a bit complicated. He says, Mazonos is no problem, because you can just bring the Edim Asira and get them to tell the Zman for her Mazonos. So Mazonos is no problem. He has to explain the difference between Mazonos and Paris, etc. To understand the details. But this is a fascinating assumption. What is Tosos to assume? That bringing in the Edim Asira is good enough, and they don't need to make a Takana. So, this could be Tosos Lashitasa. Right? Meaning, is the Edim Asira good enough to solve the problem? It says they weren't talking to Zman because of the Zonos. If it was the Zonos, the Edim Asira would suffice. So, if we ask, is Edim Asira a good answer? Tosos Lashitasa says yes. After all, it's just a matter of can we solve the problem? We can solve the problem. Let her bring the Edim Asira into court and establish her right to Mazonos. Of course, it could be that even the Rambam would admit to this line in Tosfos. Rambam could also say yes for two totally different reasons. One, because he could say that Edim Asira also counts as part of the get. Who says Edim Asira aren't as man as the get? Edim Asira are just as much as man as Edim Chasima. After all, we pass the Edim Asira Parsi. Maybe the man of the minds of the Edim Asira is considered as man as the get. That's a big click here as to what the formal status of Edim Asira as part of the get, which David touched on or scraped in his chabur earlier this week. Or, of course, the Rambam could say, I agree with this line in Tosfos because he's not discussing the rules after they made the takana. He's discussing the logic that went into Chazal's head as to whether they should make a takana or not. Obviously, you know, should they have made the takana because of Mazonos or not? Obviously, even the Rambam is, when they're deciding whether to make a takana in the first place, they're trying to solve a practical problem. The Rambam just says, once they made the takana, it turned into a formal Chalal Shem. But he admits that when they were thinking about whether to make the takana in the first place, they were looking at it practically. So this Tosfos is not dealing with the results once we have the takana, how we write the Pratim of the Shulchan Aruch. He's dealing with it when Chazal linked out a few years ago, did they think to make a takana for Mazonos or not? Obviously, they made that as a practical judgment. Everyone agrees, to use the Rav's lashon, that Tam Hadin is practical. The question is what the Ofi Hadin once they made it. Okay, the third horror in this Tosfos, which we really didn't go into enough to understand, is that Tosfos assumes that there's no Eidu Bachasum Zochin Lo if there's no Zman, because Eidu Bachasum Zochin Lo requires Muchach Mitocho. His proof is, in the Gemara, Ksubas Dach Tzad Dalid, we have two stars with the same day, why don't we say Eidu Bachasum Zochin Lo and whoever signed it first wins? The answer is, because since it's not Muchach Mitocho, which one was first, they're both on the same day, there can be no Eidu Bachasum Zochin Lo. Pointed out, that's an assumption. Tosfos assumes you can die from Ksubat Tzadi Dalit, that Eidu Bachasum and Zochin Lo doesn't work unless it's Muchach, the Zman. On the Shtar, you could have said only in Ksubat Tzadi Dalit, there are two competing Shtars that are Soser each other. Then that prevents the Eidu Bachasum and Zochin Lo from taking place because it has a steer to another Shtar. But over here, if there's only one Shtar, it could be you would admit the Eidu Bachasum and Zochin Lo even without Muchach Mitocho.
Okay, my friend.
What?
You'd be okay, my friend.
Eidim
Zochin
Lo also always works
in Mefreah. No, but Eidim Zochin Lo, you think the Akira works in Mefreah, because one star is written before the other one, so one star is written, and then you say Eidim Zochin Lo, and then an hour later the other star is written. You're saying that the writing of the star later...
At the very least, we haven't been most of the first star yet, because it wasn't Chal Mefreah yet. That's details we're not...
Eidim Zochin Lo is only Chalos Mefreah?
Yeah, Eidim Zochin Lo only works if you're no same Basof. If you never end up giving it, I think all we're showing you is no Eidim Zochin Lo. It's Tolu the Mafrei on the Nesina. I think Ol Rishonim admit that. I haven't asked Ol Rishonim personally. But I'm pretty sure everyone admits that. Okay. Then the one or two other horrors before we get to the last point, which we're stuck in here someplace. But is the question of Get Me'ukher is also very fascinating. Right? What's the status of Get Me'ukher? We discussed that already. Right, get muktam is obviously, that's the problem. of let's take from Basakol, Shemichah Basakol, get Mukhtim is of course possible. He's going to be Mechapa al Basakosa. What about the problem of Get Mu'uchar? How do you look at Get Mu'uchar? So, just in terms of perspective, how to look at Get Mu'uchar is very fascinating. Whether it's kasher or pasul is a big machlokas. But if you just look at, not whether it's kasher or pasul, which I think we already discussed once, but the way they look at it, how does Tosfos look at Get Mu'uchar? He looks at it as a practical issue. What does he say? For Rabbi Yochanan, of course Get Mu'uchar is kasher. He's not going to cover up anything, he's just making it worse for her. For Reish Lakish, Get Mu'uchar should be pasul because he's copping a few extra payros. And then he has to have a whole practical explanation of why Get Mu'uchar really will not end up copping a few extra payros. because really he deserves those payros. So Tos looks at it from purely practical perspective. The Rambam doesn't tell you all his logic, but just if you look at the way he writes it, he says, Get Sheish to Imbozman, Osha Yamukhtam, O Mu'uchar, you know. Or if the wrong makom, they're all sulam ad sheyachtem avo bezman sivaso uben makom sivaso. The Rambam says very, very clear. What's the psul get mu'uchar? It just wasn't the right zman and makom. He's not getting into anything practical. He's not getting into the shilas of basachoso because dafka the Rambam holds basachoso. So what should be the problem with mu'uchar? Right? What should be the problem with mu'uchar? The answer is it's not zman sivaso makom sivaso. After all, what's the problem with Yerushalayim that I write in wood? Nothing to do with Basakos and nothing to do with Peyre. So the Rambam looks to get Mu'uchar from a very formal perspective, while Tosfos looks to get Mu'uchar from a very practical perspective, and then comes up with all kinds of psychology on, you know, why get Mu'uchar is kosher. The fact the Rambam says it's possible and the Tosfos says it's kosher is not the main point. It's that the Rambam says it's possible for formal reasons, because it wasn't Bizmak Sivaso or Makum Sivaso, and he couldn't care less about the fact that there's no practical problem. And Tosfos holds it's kosher. But says, why is it kosher? I have to work out a whole psychological scenario of what everyone would do in every situation to show how, you know, that, or a whole halakhic scenario to show how everyone gets the payros that are coming to them. So that's clearly, again, just what Shita say. The last ha'ara we made is this fascinating little tiny tosfos, Mishum Basachoso, which has a lot of shas curled up in it, where Tosfos asks, what do you mean, Shemei Chapa Basachoso? Meaning, if he gives her get without his mind, she'll get away with it. So he says, why will she get away with it? She's Cheskasation Ish, she'll die. They should kill her if there's a get without his mind, because Cheskasation Ish, we assume she was married the whole time. So why do you need a Takana? So he's basically asking, it's obvious in the Gemara, if you give her a get without his mind, she's innocent. But why? Why is she guilty because of Cheskasation Ish? So Cheskasation Ish will prove it otherwise. So he gives two answers. His first answer is, no, since she's divorced now, there's no cheskasation dish. That is a very difficult answer. Because on the one hand, it sounds like something we're familiar with, right? Mikvah shenimda v'nimtza chaser. The mikvah used to be shalim, now it's chaser. So we say it's possible. We don't rely on the cheska shleimus. We say now it's chaser v'faneinu. The problem is, if you know anything about these sugyas, that why? Basically, we have a chazak, it used to be now it's chaser. She used to be married, now she's divorced. So we don't rely on the, we don't follow the chazak meikara. But why don't we follow the chazak meikara? Because there's tied to the reyesa. That's a rule in Shas. We only don't follow chazak meikara when there's tied to the reyesa. What do you mean tied to the reyesa? The mikveh used to be shalim. If there's only one reyesa that now it's chaser, I would follow the chazak meikara. But there's two reyesas. Number one, now it's chaser. And number two, when I tovel, I had a cheskas tama. So in all these cases, you know, the knife, right? The knife used to be good, now it's pogum. So I don't follow the chazak of kashrus of the knife. Why? Because tartila reyesa. Now it's pogum and the animal used to be usser. Over here, there's no tartila reyesa. There's only one reyesa that now she's divorced. So what Tosfos is talking about? So Rav Lichting didn't actually answer it. But many years ago when he gave Shirin Gittin, he gave a very, very gewaltic answer. Which, I mean, you could tie this into and explain many, many sugyas and shas based on the Yesodos, which a number of the, the Lundish post from Chaim Afroni do. But he said that everyone knows the oldest chakir in the world about Chazaka, which is Beer. Beer or, let's call it beer or hanhaga. And leave out the word hakrad and not confuse anyone, right? So, now, Tosa starts the assumption that we bring chazakas into dinin and fashos. Is that so pasha? We should rely on chazakas for dinin and fashos? After all, dinin and fashos. So the answer is, we rely on chazakas for dinin and fashos if it's a beer. But if it's just hanhaga, we're not going to rely on that for dinin and fashos. For dinin and fashos, it's a beer. So what's Tosa saying? In Isser Beheter, in Toma Vatara, to kill a chazaka, you need tarchi l'resa. But, let's think about it logically. To totally eliminate the chazaka, you need tarchi l'resa. What happens if you have one resa? The mikveh used to be shalim, now it's chaser. Tell me, you're a regular thinking person who doesn't know anything about shas. If I tell you the mikveh used to be shalim, and now I don't know, what do you think it is now?
Shalim.
Shalim, why? Because it's logical. That's a beer. If I tell you it used to be shalim and now it's chaser, and I want to figure out when it changed, is there any birur there? There's no birur there. It changed sometime randomly. We know it used to be good, now it's bad. What's the birur? That's a hanhaga! So even with one reisa, it doesn't eliminate the chazaka, but takes it down a notch from being a birur to hanhaga. It makes perfect sense. If a woman's married and I know nothing, chazaka that she's married, I have a birur she's still married. But if a woman's married and now she's divorced, and a chanami, there's still a chazkas eishas ish. But it's not a beer. I know she's divorced. What's the beer? It's a beer that she was divorced only a minute ago? That's not a beer. That's silly. It's a hanhaga that until we can prove it, we have to assume she's eishas ish. On a hanhaga, you don't kill people in dinin and fashas. That's how, in a previous cycle, Rav Lichtin explained this line in Tosfos that one race has enough to kill the chazaka now because it's not killing chazkas eishas ish. It's just taking it down from being a beer to a hanhaga. And once it takes it down from being a beer to a hanhaga, then of course, we're not going to use hanhagas to kill someone, dinin and fashos. Okay, that's a very, very nice explanation. It's based on the assumption, of course, that it's fake dinin and chazakos, but there's many, many rishonim in very, very difficult sugyas and shas that you want to make this assumption in order to explain. Then the last thing he pointed out, he just gave him our muck of the alba. He didn't
realize.
Then he
gets the story of Shmaitz and the English Shmaitz and the
It's a good question. It could be. I'm not sure. Could be. Anyway, the second answer Tosus gives is that the woman is a cheskes kashrus. Of course, if Tosus had said, but oh, you just put it together and get tied to the rest. Tosus, but oh, his second answer is that. What do you mean cheskes this? Cheskes kashrus. She wouldn't commit adultery. So the cheskes kashrus tells her she didn't commit adultery. The cheskes kashrus, so he just pointed out, as a mari makom, the cheskes kashrus, it's not necessarily just saying you have one cheskes kashrus against one cheskes ish. There's famous Beis Halevi near the very beginning, I forget which shemen, near the very beginning of Beis Halevi, who says that cheskes kashrus is not just a regular chazaka like cheskes toma, cheskes tara, cheskes ish, cheskes iser, cheskes heter, cheskes nuya. Cheskes kashrus is a much more fundamental rule, that there's a fundamental principle that all of Klal Yisrael have a status of kashrus until proven otherwise, not just because of some of them are born kashrus, they're still kashrus, because the principle of the Torah that Klal Yisrael have nemanus in their kashrus until you passel someone. So it's not just cheskes kashrus in terms of status quo, cheskes kashrus in terms of that every Klal Yisrael has halos kashrus al pidin until you can passel them. And therefore, this is a very, very strong chazaka, and it would make perfect sense that it should kill the cheskes eishes ish, even though, you know, maybe it wouldn't make sense otherwise. We just gave this Mayim up into the very famous Mar of Beis Halevi, if anyone learns schooling, the beginning of Beis Halevi is just a shiur of schooling. So they probably came across the Beis Halevi. Okay. I've got
this is a going back. Hey, we're going to want to learn something with Yosef, you have to read the Hezbollah of why whoever it was is saying right the right place. He's saying that because of the need for Shishan Kira. In the way that the most rational ended up with it, it's not.